Today we're diving into an exciting topic, math and technology, discovering coding through fun math games. As parents, we're always looking for meaningful ways to connect with our kids while also helping them learn and grow. That's exactly what we're aiming to do with this episode. By merging the fascinating worlds of math and coding into a family-friendly learning experience. Let's start with why combining math and technology is crucial in modern education. In today's tech-driven world, having a strong foundation in both is more important than ever. Coding, in particular, offers an incredible way to enhance your child's logical thinking, problem-solving skills, and creativity. While math provides the essential tools needed for coding, integrating both subjects early on can significantly benefit your child's development, making them more prepared for future challenges. Now, let's talk about how we can introduce coding to children by using simple yet engaging math-related games. One of the most accessible ways to start is through games like Blockly or Scratch, which simplify the process of learning to code by using blocks that represent different commands. For younger children, even basic board games that incorporate counting or patterns can help lay down the foundational math skills needed for understanding coding logic. Setting up these games should be a straightforward and enjoyable experience for you and your kids. First, ensure you have a quiet and comfortable space, free from distractions. Introduce the game by explaining its purpose and objective, then demonstrate how it's played. Encourage your kids to be hands-on from the get-go, showing them the basics and then letting them try it themselves. The key is to make it feel like play, not work. Beyond reinforcing math skills, these games offer a chance to develop essential life skills like perseverance and adaptability. They teach kids that making mistakes is part of learning, an invaluable lesson they can carry with them throughout their education and into their careers. These games also foster patience and require teamwork if you play them together, which can strengthen relationships and build trust. Once you've played the game, consider how to deepen the learning experience. You might brainstorm with your kids about how the concepts learned in the game can be applied in real-world scenarios, or encourage them to devise their own games, combining math and coding elements. This not only reinforces what they've learned, but also taps into their creativity and innovation. You could also look into related projects or activities, like visiting technology museums or joining a local coding club. While it's essential for children to be self-sufficient learners, don't forget to share your own learning experiences. As fathers, being open about new things you learn or challenges you face can encourage your kids to do the same. It makes the process collaborative rather than authoritarian. Engage with them by asking open-ended questions about what they find interesting or challenging, fostering a culture of curiosity and support. As we wrap up the podcast, I want you to take away that integrating math and coding isn't just about education. It's about creating lasting, enriching experiences with your children. It builds a foundation of collaboration and mutual respect that will have benefits reaching far beyond the confines of homework or classroom settings. By engaging in these activities, you're not just teaching, you're bonding through numbers, creating enjoyable, sweet memories that will endure throughout your children's lives. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Bonding Through Numbers. I hope you got some useful insights and feel inspired to turn your evenings into an exciting space for learning and connection with your kids. Remember, every small effort counts when it comes to bonding with your children. Look forward to our next episode, where we'll continue to explore new ways to make math fun and meaningful for your family. Have a great day and happy coding. If you like this, please subscribe to our YouTube channel, Bonding Through Education.